This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jessica A. Goodman, Saline County Assessor versus Saline County Commission, and Kyle Guthrie Jr., Presiding Commissioner, and Stephanie Gooden, Northern Commissioner, and Charles Monty Fenner, Southern Commissioner, and Cindy Sims, Saline County Collector, decided March 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Jessica A. Goodman, Saline County Assessor, Appellant, v. W.D.86126, Saline County Commission, filed March 18, 2025, Kyle Guthrie, Jr., presiding. Commissioner Stephanie Gooden, Northern Commissioner, Charles Monty Fenner, Southern Commissioner, and Cindy Sims, Saline County Collector, respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Saline County, the Honorable Kellyanne Rose, Judge before Division 1, Alec Ahuja, P.J., and Cynthia L. Martin and Thomas N. Chapman, J.J. This case involves two disputes between the Assessor of Saline County, on the one hand, and the Saline County Commission and County Collector, on the other. One, a dispute over the percentage of property taxes which the county is required to deposit into an assessment fund to finance the operations of the Assessor's Office. And two, a dispute concerning the legality of certain two compensation the Assessor intended to pay to members of her staff. The Circuit Court dismissed the Assessor's petition, which sought declaratory and injunctive relief. The Assessor appeals. This court initially transferred the Assessor's appeal to the Missouri Supreme Court, based on our conclusion that the Assessor had raised a challenge to the constitutional validity of Part 48.020.1. One, after finding that the Assessor had not properly raised any constitutional claim in the Circuit Court, the Missouri Supreme Court retransferred the appeal to this court. We now affirm the Circuit Court's judgment in part and reverse in part. Two, factual background. On October 25th, 2022, Jessica Goodman, in her capacity as the elected Saline County Assessor, filed a petition in the Circuit Court of Saline County against the Saline County Commission. The three county commissioners at that time, Kyle Guthrie Jr., Charles Monty Fenner, and Stephanie Gooden, and Cindy Sims, the Saline County Collector. Since the filing of the Assessor's petition, Becky Plattner has been elected as a County Commissioner in place of Kyle Guthrie Jr. and has been substituted for him as a defendant. We refer to the County Commission and the Commissioners collectively as the Commission and refer to all defendants collectively as the County. In Count Wine, the Assessor's petition alleged that on June 10, 2022, she closed her office for a day because the year's tax valuations had been completed. The petition alleged that A is a benefit to C, the work done by her employees, and one, unless otherwise indicated, statutory citations refer to the 2016 edition of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, updated by the 2024 Cumulative Supplement. Two, we borrow substantially from our initial opinion in this appeal without further attribution. Three, an agreement duly reached between each employee and the assessor declared the day off, would be compensated. The petition alleged, however, that the commission had refused to authorize payment of compensation to the assessor's employees for June 10th. The petition contended that the commission had acted in excess of its authority in denying this compensation and in derogation of the assessor's authority to determine how the funds appropriated for her office are allocated. Count Wine also included an additional dispute about employee pay increases that the parties agree is now moot. In Count 2, the assessor's petition alleged that Saline County is a fourth-class county with an obligation under Part 137 on 720 to deposit 1% of all ad valorem property tax collections into the county's assessment fund. Despite that mandatory obligation, the petition alleged that the county has only deposited one-half of 1% of property tax collections into the assessment fund, thereby significantly underfunding the assessor's operations. Count the Third contended, in the alternative, that the court should declare that Saline County is properly classified as a third-class county. The assessor alleged that, as a fourth-class county, Saline County was operating under the laws of this state applying to counties of the second classification, per 48 on Stau 20. 1. The petition listed the certified total assessed valuation of Saline County property for 2016 through 2022. The assessor alleged that for more than 5 years, the total assessed valuation of property in the county had fallen below the monetary threshold required for it to qualify as a second-class county. The petition alleged that as Saline County has had five consecutive years of assessed valuation, four placing it as a third-class county, Section 48.030, man.